In the studio today, we right behind me, look at this, yeah. John Lilly, who we all know and love for many years as a guitarist from the Hooters, who has his own CD out now. John Lilly in the studio with me. Hey, John.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you excited or what?
I'm like a kid at Christmas that ate too much sugar.
Yeah. Well, this has been a long time coming. Has this been a project? I mean, this is your first solo CD, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I never thought about it until a few years ago, and it's like, you know, it's time to do this.
Well, you've been kind of busy. I mean, you guys, the Hooters play in Germany a whole lot every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a very successful landscaping business, and you had a home studio, and you had all this other stuff going on.
Yeah,
you were recording other people's stuff and not your own?
Yeah, busy stuff.
Yeah.
I've been a busy guy.
There was even a time you used to do MGK's promo music, our weather music. I mean, you and my husband and host of other musicians did that stuff. That was pretty cool,
too. Right. That was a fun time. I really love your husband.
Well,
I got to tell you that.
I kind of do, too. But yeah, thank you. I know you do. Yeah.
I've known him for so long, and Chip is such a great guitar player, and he's so much fun to work with.
So here now you are. You've got some time off, obviously, from the Hooters, and you're out promoting this new CD. You have a show at the World Cafe upstairs, World Cafe Live upstairs.
That's
tomorrow
right.
Night, October 3rd. And I presume you have a band assembled for this.
I got a band of killer
Is
musicians.
Is this the band that's on the record?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same band.
I know some of those guys.
Fred DiTomaso.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Geddes.
Played with Robert Hazard
that's
for
right.
many years, as you used to.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Robert Hazard spinoff band. Yeah. Rick Bell.
The sequel.
And Tom Hampton, my 12-fingered
right.
friend.
Yep.
That's great.
You also have a Spectrum thing. The Hooters have a Spectrum thing coming up as we close down the Spectrum this month of October.
I know.
How many times have you played the Spectrum? And what did you have, like, one particular memory of the Spectrum that sort of stands out?
Well, I have a story that's when I was a kid, I used to skip high school and we'd sit in the park and get a little tuned up. And I had this wish about buying this kind of rundown house that was across the street. And then I had this wish about... You know, being famous, then I had this wish about, and someday I'm going to play the Spectrum. And lo and behold, I've been there, I think, like four times. This is like our fifth and last time.
Yeah,
so,
this will be
know.
The, wow. That is so you are indeed a lucky kind of guy.
I am a lucky kind.
Just like the title of your album. Is that how it all plays out? The title comes from just the culmination of your life's dreams come true?
Pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the songs are, you know, honest, truthful songs about things that have happened to me. And then I needed a title for the record. I thought, you know what? I wrote this song called Lucky Kind of Guy. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm just going to title the record that, you
mm-hmm.
know?
And you've just celebrated 30 years with
That's
your
right.
partner. Yeah,
That's
so
right.
you've had a lot of things going on. The album itself, all the instruments, I mean, it's great. There's a lot of twang on there. And you and you found this other voice. Where did this other voice come? Where did this cowboy? I know where I've seen you in your chaps before.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I know,
yeah.
You, have, well, you, I know might... you have that side.
Yeah, I like you publicizing that story. You can yeah. talk about that all you want, you know, and I can still fit into them, you know. So
that's good. I hope you bring those out at the Spectrum for one last shot up there
nah,
on stage.
You know what? I never know. I
uh-huh.
might. Nah, I don't think so. I'm just not in that chap kind of vibe anymore. I'm in a different drag.
But where'd you find that voice? I mean, when I first heard it, I was like, this is John? I mean, you know, I've talked to you a million times, and I've heard you sing backing vocals and stuff, but it's like, wow, listen to this voice.
Yeah,
this twangy thing going on.
It was as a big a surprise to me as everyone else. To be honest with you, you know, in the studio, making tracks, writing music, and, you know, you're at one point I have to start singing. I got to plug a microphone. I got to say something. So that's what happened. That's what came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So. Well, I read on the liner notes or on the website or something. I think there was some scotch and maybe like several packs of cigarettes involved, or
yeah.
one of those late night kind of things. Just
yeah, I was playing with a lot of matches.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, it seemed to work out just fine. Future plants? you've got some other gigs besides the World Cafe Live, too, right?
Yeah, we're playing Puck in Doylestown
mm-hmm.
on the 17th of October and Steel City Coffee House November 14th.
In Phoenixville. That's a nice. I saw you play there with Eric Bazillion one time.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like these small, intimate clubs.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun because I like to draw the audience into my thing. You know, about a month and a half ago, I was out with the Hooters in Germany. And we're playing for like 130,000 people in Mannheim. And it's like, that's one hat I wear, and the other hat is wearing a smaller size hat in
right.
a small venue.
Well, that's great. You're able to do both sides. I mean, how exciting for you. You want to be a rock star, and you are. Look at you.
Oh, man.
You are. Well, you know, you were one of my first fast friends when I moved. Right. I mean, we've talked about the story before. Mm-hmm. Yes. We had a few fun nights out on the town, as I recall.
I know. And here we are. It's still like a little love fist going on here.
Yeah, so. I love exactly where your knee is going in my backside.
I'm just checking your shoes out here, man. It's like, look at those, man.
Yeah, pointy toes.
That's right.
Well, John Lilly, love you then, love you always. Mm. You're the best. Good luck with everything that's happening.
All right, honey. Thank you so much.